It was a cold night when Victor heard a dog's bark. Mrs. Silva followed her son. When they got in the backyard, they had a big surprise near the gate. There was a little dog there. "It's a puppy, Mom. I knew that it was here. Can I keep it?" "Please, I want to keep it," Victor said while the cute puppy licked his face. He had pretty eyes and everybody was delighted with him. "I will call you Nikito," said Victor, excited. Victor and Nikito spent all morning playing in the backyard. 4 months had gone by and Nikito had grown up a lot and so had his bad behavior. Sometimes Mrs. Maria forgot a pair of slippers outside the house at night and the next day they were all bitten and destroyed. Nikito had a lot of toys, but he enjoyed her slippers much more and it drove Mrs. Maria crazy. But everybody in the house loved him a lot and took very good care of him. Nikito decided to return to his flower friends. "They don't understand what I said either. Sorry, I don't know how we can solve this problem." "What a pity," a pretty red flower said sadly. "I will try it tomorrow," Mrs. Maria said. Then she looked out of the window and saw that Nikito was still there in the same place. She hoped that he didn't mess around with the roses and make the problems bigger. When the day was almost finished, Nikito looked at the floor and had an idea. "I know what to do, my dear roses." The next morning, when Nikito went to see his flower friends, he had a surprise. "The ants are still there," he said, disappointed. "Why did you do that, Nikito? You had never touched my mother's garden. Now she is very angry with you," Victor said. Nikito was embarrassed and laid in the corner alone. So Nikito went to talk to the flowers again. The white flowers said, "My stalk is all red. The ants walked on me and ate part of my leaves." Nikito looked at the cut on her leaves. "I'm so sorry, my little friend. I don't know exactly how to help you, but I will try again today," Nikito promised. "I will throw the soil on them again and perhaps they will go away this time." Nikito observed the ants before starting to dig. He didn't want to hurt the little ants, but they needed to leave that garden. So Nikito spread the soil everywhere. He had to solve his friend's problem. Nikito was so determined to solve it that he dug the ground so fast and some soil went to the rose's petals and they asked him to slow down. "But if I don't do it fast, they won't go away," Nikito explained. "All right, but when you are near us, please dig slower." So Nikito returned to his job taking care of the roses. Nikito worked all night long and then he went to sleep, hoping the ants wouldn't be there anymore. The next morning, Mrs. Maria got so angry when she saw soil everywhere. "He thinks that Nikito is sad with him because of the fence." Both looked out of the window. It was dark there and Nikito was at the same place. They got sad too. Meanwhile, in the garden, Nikito was talking to the flowers. "We will do something, Nikito, don't worry," said the white rose. It was Nikito's favorite. "I don't know how, my friends, but we need to try." That night, Nikito didn't come to his house. He slept there near his friends. The next day, Nikito was at the same place when Victor called him. "Nikito, come to eat and after breakfast, we can play together." But Nikito didn't go. "Mom, I think Nikito is sick," Victor said worried. "Do you think so, honey?" Mrs. Maria and Victor went to see Nikito and observed him better. "Can you see that, Nikito?" asked the white rose, very happily. "Look at this. It seems that the ants went away during the night. You scared them all and they ran away." At that moment, all the flowers were talking. They were very excited and he was very surprised too. There weren't ants anymore. He started barking and jumping, so Mrs. Maria and Victor went into the garden to see what was happening. Mrs. Maria saw that there weren't ants anymore and she figured out that Nikito had messed up the soil in the garden to scare the ants and save the flowers. Mrs. Maria understood that a garden was saved by Nikito and she would never close the fence anymore. The flowers were so happy with their new gardener. In return, the flowers gave off a delicious smell and Nikito enjoyed it in the shadow of a beautiful tree. And when Victor arrived from school, they would run around the garden, playing and laughing. They became a very happy and close family.